What is up, everybody? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, episode 118, and it is the first show of 2016. We are so excited to get this year started off right. We brought some of our closest friends to ring in the new year with us. Aaron Carter is here, my co-host. You know him, you love him, as well as the real David Webb joining us on a Wednesday, and a rare treat all the way from Texas. The Puerto Rican sensation, Eddie Villanueva Jr., joins us on the show this week. And there's so much to talk about. Starting in Las Vegas, CES 2016 is going on right now. The latest in technology is being revealed to the world, and we're going to be talking about Oculus Rift. We're going to be talking about hashtags and pound signs. We're talking about hoverboards. What's going on with that, huh? What's up with that? You know, that's weird. Kids these days. We're also talking about Christmas, a little update to some family hijinks we all had. It's going to be a good time. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to get ready for the new year, and we're coming into this new year of 2016 with some very amazing sponsors. For one, NerdReactor.com. It's a website you go to. It has all the latest and greatest in geek and gaming news, movies, anything you want is going to be on NerdReactor.com, so I recommend you go check it out. As well as Corsair Gaming. They helped us a lot with the VGB Studio, building us a computer. The peripherals we use are all courtesy of Corsair Gaming. And Antlion Audio. They are simply the best in modular microphones. If you are a young streamer, YouTube commentator, anything like that, their mod mic is only $50, attaches to the headphones you already have in your studio, and sounds better than anything you could find in that price point. It's amazing. So antlion.com if you want to get some amazing headphone quality. But enough of the plugs. We're going to get into this bad boy. We're going to kick this pig. Thank you so much for spending 2016 with us. All that and much, much more this year on
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Someday is a disease that will take your dreams to the grave with you. My name is Corey Vincent. You are listening to Video Game Bang, first bangisode of the year. I'm very excited. It feels like I haven't hosted a show in a month, and I think it's because I haven't hosted a show in roughly a month. Is that right, Aaron?
That is roughly correct, yes.
We've taken a giant hiatus from the Wednesday show. Mm-hmm. We've still been releasing content, but most of it was pre-recorded, and we put the weekend show out on a weekday. It's the holidays. Cut us a break. All right?
It's another special day today. Do you know that?
Is it?
Yes, for multiple reasons.
Okay.
One, happy birthday, Adam C. Adam Paul C, because there's a lot of Adam C's in this world. And two, it is the two-year anniversary of the Weekend Bang.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
But it's a Wednesday.
Which is crazy, right? My freaking time hop said, hey, this is what happened 1 year ago. And then I tweeted, it's the 1 year anniversary of the Weekend Bang.
All right. Well, happy birthday to the Weekend Bang. And happy birthday to Adam Cerebral Palsy.
Cerebral Palsy?
Cerebral Palsy.
That's so terrible.
He's my co-host, Aaron Carter. Welcome to the show.
What's up, everybody?
Joining us back from Tejas, David Webb.
What's up, everybody?
And joining us, born from Tejas, Eddie Villanueva.
How's it going, guys?
We have a great show lined up for you guys all. There's a lot to talk about. The holidays, we'll recap a little bit. A lot happened there. CES is going on right now. But first, we got to talk about our sponsors real quick. Thank you, NerdReactor.com. They post our podcast onto their website. And Corsair Gaming. Thank you guys for helping us build the studio. Mm-hmm. And Antlion Audio for all your headphone and microphone needs. You mentioned Adam's birthday.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on? Why didn't I get an invite to this party?
Why didn't you get an invite to going out to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't think there was a real...
I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, damn it.
Well, then
why? Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's fine. But the thing is, why was it like a giant secret?
I don't know.
Did you read all the chat?
Did he read the chat? Do you know who you're talking to?
First of all, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know it was a secret. I thought this was just a giant.
No, there's like this giant conspiracy in the chat. Larissa was. I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to, you know, change up the cast a little bit because I figure most of you guys will be at Adam's birthday. And then the message comes back like, why are you assuming we're going to be doing that with Adam?
I don't.
Well, because it's the man's birthday and you guys are his friends.
Here's the thing. I don't know what Larissa's big plan was outside of let's go get food. But she picked a terrible day. like the show's on the day. I mean, I love my boy Adam, but Steven can't make it. Because he has to work in the morning, so he's asleep literally right now.
The butt crack of dawn.
Yeah, exactly.
No, before the butt crack of dawn.
What time does he go in?
He goes in at
like two? Four.
No, he goes in at four. So he goes to sleep at like six, you know, seven. Jerry's out of town. Jerry's on a worldwide.
It's not a party when Jerry's not there.
He's on a worldwide tour with his girlfriend.
A worldwide tour to Napa.
And Tahoe.
So, oh, and Tahoe.
Yeah, that's the world today.
That's pretty much the world
today. Yeah, that's the world. And it's just like, you probably should have did this on the weekend. I understand his birthday falls on today. You know, again, happy birthday.
My birthday was on a Wednesday.
Say happy birthday.
But, yeah.
And I did it on a Friday.
I can't remember when my birthday ever fell on a weekend. It's always been on, like, Tuesday or something like that. And it's just like, yeah, cool. We'll celebrate on the weekend, though.
Yeah.
You know, when we go up. And he's got the whole week off. You know, he's good.
Yeah, I'm not bitter. Whatever. I don't care. I didn't have to be invited to Buffalo Wild
Wings. They'll make it about you.
No,
man.
I don't care.
They'll make it about you.
I say after the show, we go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I say we do. They'll make it. And we'll sit right next to them.
But we won't talk to him.
And we'll tell the server it's our birthdays.
There you go.
That's terrible.
No, it's the weekend.
Both of us.
Oh, it is the weekend Bang's birthday.
It is the weekend Bang's birthday. That is correct.
Birthday to
2 years old. Terrible twos.
See? See, Aaron can't say no because he has to be there.
You know what my mom discovered lately?
Your porn collection?
Periscope.
I shouldn't have even asked that question. I should have known better.
I was waiting for somebody to say, my dear.
No, she discovered Periscope.
Nailed it.
You did get it. Did I tell you about this?
Yep. Do I follow your mother? Of course I follow your mother.
You're supposed to say your mother follows you.
We follow each other.
There you go. You know, cat and mouse relationship. She discovered Periscope, and it seriously consumed her life.
Does she Periscope a lot?
No, she watches Periscope.
Oh.
She doesn't do the Periscoping.
She's a Periscope file.
Yes, and her phone goes
off.
And she gets super excited and stops what she's doing.
Wait, who is she following?
She's following these random, like,
it's not
Guidos. No, these random group of Guidos in New Jersey. And then this other, like, there's a grocery store in, or no, a liquor store.
What? You mentioned this.
There's a liquor store in Detroit, Michigan, in the hood, where the guy just has his iPad set up all day, periscoping all the people who come through.
You might want to be more specific. Detroit, Michigan is a hood.
Yeah, the hood part of that.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's a...
And, like, he does stuff to mess with people. Like, he super glued a quarter onto the table once.
Wow.
And just to see how many people would try and pick it up. It's totally taken over her life. She's become a troll. Now I know where I get it from. Because
How many times has she watched the show?
Our show?
Yeah.
Oh, she hates this show.
Wow.
Yeah, she tells me the show's...
Well, that's one of our goals for 2016, get your mother to watch the show every episode.
No, but
every episode.
Wait, hold on. What did she say?
She trolls people online now. Like, legitimately. She always asks them, what's in the refrigerator? That's, like, her favorite line. And she'll ask, what's in your refrigerator? She just busts up laughing.
What if they were like, well, there's...
No, that's the thing. They actually stand up and they take her to their refrigerator oftentimes.
And she... Oh, so...
Is she, like, what? One of the only people in the room?
Yes.
She's one of those types.
So when they're all excited. We got three followers!
Yeah.
Yeah, her...
Mom, get off the Periscope!
She sounds like she's one of the ladies that goes to a really bad movie during the, like, fourth weekend and sits right next to the only person in the whole theater.
Yeah.
And says, what's in your kitchen?
We should mention to everybody listening on the podcast version that we do this live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang so that when I say stupid things that are open-ended, like guess what my mom discovered, good old Ninja 2099 can say his crusty sock under his bed.
And there you go.
Very good one. Touché, sir.
And my pile of crusty socks.
Yes.
Because I don't just stop at one.
Crusty sock here, crusty sock there.
So how much starch are you using? Jeez. Like, just leave my socks alone, Mom.
Do you remember being a stupid kid, Aaron? What's like the dumbest myth that you believed in?
That I couldn't do anything in the world.
Wow.
You had to make it like personal. You didn't believe something like really outrageous, like there's little people in your TV acting it out or something.
That was
like,
very civil rights of you, by the way.
No.
It's almost February. Yeah.
God honest truth.
MLK
no.
Jr.
I can't remember anything that was just like, yeah, no. No urban legends, no myths, no nothing.
David Webb wrote letters to Hillary Duff, so I know he's pretty gullible. What's
Hillary Duff? That'll never die either. That will never die.
Never die. In fact, you know, a couple of days ago, we were in Texas, and I get a random ass like group message from Corey's wife with a picture of Hillary Duff. It just says, "Hey, David."
I want to get Hillary.
I was going
Duff
through
to
some
meet
old
you.
Mail.
I feel like I should. Get
I finally checked my Disney.
I think Aaron just figured out his New Year's resolution for 2016.
I got to get Hillary Duff to meet you.
You know what? She's not doing anything now, so she's probably more accessible now.
She's a mom.
Well, she's a mom. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's a 24-hour job. So I mean, yeah.
I mean, nothing.
Nothing professionally.
Nothing
like, yeah,
famous.
Like,
yeah,
nothing famous wise. Okay.
What was the question? What was the dumb thing I believed
What's
in?
What's the most gullible? Like the dumbest thing you believed in as a kid?
What was probably? I think it's Bloody Mary. The thing where you're in the bathroom and you talk in the mirror. Like, you say her name three times.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I scared shitless.
I did that, too.
I never wanted to go in a dark
and
bathroom.
And you didn't once think that
not
maybe
one time.
It'll happen?
Turned the lights off and everything. And said, this is the stupid... I really can't remember anything that I thought was...
You didn't ever want to be a Power Ranger? Or did you ever, like...
Well, that's
no,
like
I've
had an imagination.
No,
I just,
yeah. I used to run around with, like, the little cape on saying
exactly.
I was Batman.
That's what he's saying. Like,
No.
Like, he's saying believe.
And, like you went to...
Like urban legend or something?
Like an urban legend.
Okay, we're talking about...
Because
okay.
Kennedy in chat says she had a teenage girl that she worked with at a pizza place convinced that there was buttermilk fairies... delivered buttermilk to our fridge every night so we can make ranch dip.
Yeah. Kennedy, you should go back to where that person is and literally slap her in the face.
Wow.
No, you should dress up as a buttermilk filler. Very.
Yeah.
And be like,
I'm here.
Shit, I'm late.
Davidson's Gaming has
you didn't
one.
See me.
Wrestling being real.
I never thought that.
You knew?
Never
from
thought
the very
that.
Beginning?
You know why? It probably has something to do with my mother. She always, she gave it to
she
me
She crushed
straight.
Your Damn. Dreams?
She always told me straight up. What was like? This is fake, Aaron. These
there's
are people.
No Santa.
There's
no Easter Bunny.
There's no John Cena.
No, none of that. She's like, no.
Dang,
this is real. This is what's real. This is what you know.
That's why Aaron is the way.
That's
he is.
Why you are. That explains a lot.
Explains
the reason
so
I asked is because I was at a family gathering for Christmas.
Okay.
And my grandpa gives us money. Right, it's not a whole huge sum of money, but it's money nonetheless, and. My aunt's boyfriend's son was there, and he is like a bratty little kid. He's kind of annoying.
Your aunt's boyfriend's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's white trash family.
Okay.
So
terrible.
He tells me convinced. Did you know you could turn Xbox 360s into PS4s? Or no. Sorry. Xbox. Well, that doesn't make sense. Xbox 360s into an Xbox One. It's like, really? How do you do that? He says, oh, all you got to do is you go to the hard drive settings and you hit RB, RB, LB, LB, RB.
Oh, my God.
And then he's like, no, I saw it on a YouTube video.
I would have been like, let me take you aside, son, and show you what the real world.
He now, keep in mind, he just got a check
exactly.
of money. A check
I don't
of
care
money.
What he got a check
so
of.
So I told, I used my brain. I said, all right. I told him it's impossible. He said, no, I saw it on YouTube. I said, it doesn't work. He swore up
how
and down.
Old,
everyone in that room is turning on this kid.
How old is he again?
He's got to be like old enough to know better. 13.
Oh, my God. We're done.
I'm thinking like maybe over 16, possibly.
I'm thinking
understand.
6 years old.
He should have been. That would be justifiable. No, this kid is older than that.
I would be like, we're fighting right now outside.
Just
let's
because
go.
You're stupid.
I told him, all right, I'll bet you that check that you can't do it. I'll give you an hour. He accepted. He proceeded to for an hour try and turn my uncle's generation one Xbox 360.
So terrible.
I was telling him, why would they do that? Why did I go buy an Xbox One if I could have just turned my 360? And he failed, obviously.
Clearly.
I collected.
Did you?
On my bed. Yeah. Damn right.
That is messed up.
Idiot kid got to learn a lesson.
School of hard knocks.
And then. And then I started, like, I taught him the next part of YouTube. Read the fucking comments.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That kid ought to be ashamed of himself.
The comments were funny. They're like, oh, shit, it didn't work. It turned it into a PS4. Please help. And then one person said, oh, damn, it didn't work. It turned my dick blue.
why would you even believe that? Does he live in, like, rural California?
No.
Like, where there's nothing.
Out in the farmland.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or next to some kind of industrial plant.
That's sad.
That's what made me really lose. That was the final straw. This generation is screwed.
Oh, by far.
The unineducated,
uninformed generation.
They're screwed.
Do you really trust this generation with our government?
I don't trust any.
Well, we're gonna have it. We're gonna have it before they are.
I'm
so.
Like, did this just turn into Alex Jones or something?
Yeah, I don't trust any government. No.
Well, anything else you want to get out of the way before we get to the news stories, Aaron?
I don't.
All right, I'm glad I brought this to you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oculus Rift finally got an announcement, and pre-orders have been opened, and it's gonna be, I think, $600.
Yeah. Asinine.
$600 for this thing. Now, you and I have tried it, Aaron.
Yes.
It's okay. Here's the actual article. CES 2016 Oculus Rift ships on March 28th at $600.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It comes with an Xbox controller.
I don't care what it comes with.
Is it the Xbox Elite controller?
Nope.
First of all, what games right now are out designed for Oculus Rift?
Like Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
You're done. Full blown games.
DC Universe.
Nothing.
There's AAA a bunch titles. Of horror games.
AAA titles we're talking about.
Bunch of horror games?
Horror.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a bunch of horror games.
Horror games,
that's
yeah.
worth $600.
Pornhub.com.
Yeah. And then, so it's more than a console.
That VR channel on Pornhub probably just went up already.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can see people doing it for. It's just straight up porn. Straight up porn. That's it.
That's the first thing they do. They put it on.
Yeah.
And they take the Xbox controller. W.
They throw the Xbox controller first. Yeah,
W.
Exactly.
Dot.
Who still does WWW?
People who buy the Oculus Rift to watch porn.
His little.
That's who does it.
His aunt's boyfriend's son. Still does it.
RB, RB, B, 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 B. If you type that in the Oculus Rift, the porn stars can reach out and touch you.
But no, that's a dumb price. Like, who's buying this stuff?
Well, apparently a lot of people are.
Jada.
The same type of person who will then go to Pornhub.com and then search for girls with personality.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I'm only there for the stories. You know?
Yeah.
I like reading the comments.
Yeah. And the music.
And the soundtrack is amazing.
Exactly.
Sometimes the props are good, too.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, I wrote an article, of course, on Nerd Reactor about this whole virtual reality. Like,
That's too soon.
Yeah, it's way too soon. And this, to me, proves it. $600? Come on now. That's not for the games that you're going to be able to play with it. I don't think that's worth it.
And most of the games that they do have, like you said, they're not AAA games. They're not like really big name games. They're all indie developers that are creating 4-level games, 5-level games, games that are ultimately good for the experience, but the experience isn't a very lasting one.
Exactly. Not a $600 experience. I'll tell you that. That's just ridiculous.
I can't see myself spending $600 on a peripheral of any kind. I think we got to just wait. Especially with, you can use a piece of cardboard and put your phone in front of your face and get pretty much the same effect.
For way cheaper.
For the price of cardboard.
Yeah, for the price of cardboard. Go to any Lowe's, they throw away all their cardboard. You just ask them, hey, you guys got any extra cardboard? And they're like, yeah, take it.
It's overwhelming. The chat is just, no one in our chat is interested in this for that price.
That's good. That's a good thing. Smart chat room.
There's hope for them.
There's hope. But it comes with an Xbox controller, so...
Nobody cares.
If it came with an Elite
There's
controller...
There's one right here.
Yeah, but see...
I mean, even still, it'd be too much,
how
but...
How much is an Xbox One controller?
$60,
so, man.
So you're taking $60 off of the $600 and saying that this product that you're selling me is
$540.
Don't
That's what I'm saying.
Argue with logic and facts.
If it was the Elite controller is $150.
You're still charging...
You're still charging $450.
But then you gotta remember, too, this is the same type of people who will pay that much for brand new phones that come out. I mean, when my phone came out, it was $600. So I'm pretty sure everybody else's phone, when they first came out, were like...
But your phones do more.
I'm just playing devil's advocate as far as I'm like, you know, people might, you know, compromise.
How much
he's
playing
devil's
advocate. Aaron, you had to, you walk into the store.
How much is a Kinect right now?
Who buys a Kinect?
I'm just saying.
I think it's like 150.
150? Around that price. That's how much it should be.
What's the most you'd pay?
150.
Plus you tax.
Would, Webb, plus you're tax. In a higher tax bracket than Aaron. what do you think?
No, actually, that's how I would judge it. 100, yeah. By because you can plug it in.
Yeah, the other peripherals that are out.
PS4, theirs is 50.
Their
I? Move?
Their 50 or 60, yeah. I can't remember.
Isn't it Move or something? Or?
No, that's the little wand things. Yeah.
The camera that they
you're
have.
You're talking about
yeah.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. judge it with the other ones, because it's not going to do more than those other ones, so why the hell am
I
paying
anything it's
going to
do less, because yeah. the Kinect, you don't need a controller.
Exactly, and then there's more things for those other peripherals right now. There's mm-hmm. more games out for it. And,
yeah,
you
full
know,
games.
Yeah, full games. So they're not the greatest games, but they're full, you know, games.
I'd pay $600 for a more immersive VR. Like,
say,
like
the
you're
platform
on,
and everything.
Yeah, the platform,
yeah.
and you have, like,
there
you,
you
know,
go.
Your, like, community.
There was a bundle, and I don't think it's still around, but there was that bundle where you got all three systems for $600, where you had the Wii U, the Xbox One, and the PlayStation 4, $600.
Was this in the back of somebody's van behind Walmart?
Promise you it wasn't. Noel sent me the link to it, because he before Christmas. This was on holiday, so that's why I know it's all over. But he sent me the link to it, and I was like, that's ridiculous. That's like the greatest freaking...
That's a good deal.
You're gonna mm-hmm. get yeah,
yeah.
$600, all the systems, done.
How much were the dev kits when they first started selling those? Because
I
know
it was like at least 1,000. I can't remember, but it was a lot.
Was it?
Yeah.
I remember when the dev kits came out. That's what a lot of people were.
So if this came out as a standalone thing, where it was like, oh, now you can watch your sports events with this, then would it be more of a?
That depends. If they made the sports event viewing an experience, like a VR experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you have like a full 360 type camera out in the field.
Because you see on the basketball court, you know, right on the sideline at every game, if you went there live and you saw this giant like ball, that's what Oculus camera, you know, oh, those are the Oculus people that have tuned in now and they're watching, you know. Yeah. Bulls
versus
lasers.
You could essentially just like set aside like one courtside seat for the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
And then
and
just
everybody logs on.
It's like a pay-per-view kind of deal.
Yeah, and then you're watching a live game right there. Just back and forth. You
there's a whole bunch of webcams mounted like every which way on the one chair.
You just need every which way, yeah. And then they can turn their head, look at the stuff, and they're watching. Oh, crap, is that Drake next to me? What? And then you just...
Drake! Boom!
Why is he moving like that?
I promise you, that would be so dope. Yeah. That'd be so dope. You're sitting next to celebrities. You think you're, you know, top dog, and you got the best seats in the house. But you're sitting
yeah, but
at
you,
home.
But you can't talk to them.
Why the hell would I want to talk to Drake?
You're there to see the game.
You don't want to talk to Drake?
That would actually
what does
be...
he got to say that's interesting?
He can tell you about girlfriends.
His hotline bling.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, you cool. used to call him on the cell phone.
Yeah, you used to.
But now you're on the Oculus. To.
No. Trust me.
You could talk about how you guys both started from the bottom, and now you're
here.
I'd be like, Drake, I'm on Oculus right now, brother. I'm at home. You're there live, you know, sitting next to Rihanna.
You can call him on his cell phone to tell him that?
Yeah, I might.
All right, so I'd say $200. That's the most I'd go. 150 is fair.
Give or take, yeah.
150 is only.
Now, moving on to news that I'm excited about. EA UFC 2 gameplay trailer is revealed, and they reveal two legendary fighters.
Hulk Hogan?
Nope.
Randy Savage?
Nope. Those are wrestlers. That's wrestling. Hey, man.
I saw No Hogs Bark and I saw Spider-Man 1, and they both look like fighters to me.
Hey, thank you, Daddy Fat Dax, who you've already liked, so screw you.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you get when you tune in on the live show. So gameplay trailer reveals Sakuraba and Boss Rutan.
Did you hear those crickets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you heard those crickets.
You know what's funny is that I wrote an article last year about fighters I wanted to see in the last version, and Sakuraba and Boss Rutan were both on my list. So I'm a happy boy. The only thing that sucks for me, and Aaron, I'll try and put this in terms you would understand, because this is my sport, you have your sport. So basically, in EA's UFC 2, if you pre-order, you get Boss Rutan and Sakuraba. That's kind of dumb. These are like legendary fighters, right? So imagine if they came out with a FIFA game. Or no. Let's dumb it down. Let's say they came out with, no, not dumb it down for you to understand, but I mean, like, make it more basic. Let's say they came out with not a FIFA game, but an MLS game.
Okay.
And, you know, that's only a pinch of the talent, right? Not even.
Yeah.
And then they decide if you pre-order FIFA, you get two teams from England, from the English Premier League.
That's a bad analogy.
No, it's not. It's the exact same thing.
No, because you can't play with English Premier Leagues in MLS. You don't mix leagues.
That's why you could Sakuraba could never fight in the UFC.
Oh, so they're the two fighters that are
these guys are long retired.
They're not. They weren't ever in the UFC, right?
Sakuraba had like one fight in the very beginning, but he got popular in Japan.
Okay, but he still fought in the UFC.
Once. He's not a UFC fighter.
But he still fought.
He fought before the Fertitas like a long time ago.
Is that a Mexican dish? The Fertitas. and the other guy, Rokas.
Basrutin had like a couple fights.
But they fought in the UFC though, right?
Yeah, but if you knew the history of the sport, you don't look at Boss and Sakuraba and think UFC fighter. These guys were in bad standing with the UFC for a very long time.
But they still fought. I mean, that's the only reason they got
popular at Pride and promotions way far away. So to the analogy.
Are there any other fighters?
Stick to the analogy, damn it. This is why I don't do this with you.
If you start poking holes in things, the whole thing falls apart, damn it.
The whole thing falls apart, Aaron.
Are there any fighters that have never fought in the UFC in the game?
I don't think they
because
can do
that's
that.
That's exactly why. Because if they fought there, that means they've had some type of license for them to be in the game. If there's an MLS game, they have
now,
no right to do it.
Instead of being
EPL
extremely literal, listen where I'm going.
Okay.
I like what they're trying to do by throwing in these legendary fighters into the game. I think that's kind of cool. Okay. But I really wish they would just quit screwing around and just put fighters from the past in the game. Make it part of it. Why tease me? Why put in just the tip and give me two or three fighters when you have this entire library?
It's EA, correct?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
Bastards.
Wait, which game put Chuck Lee.
Chuck
Liddell? No. Which game put Bruce Lee in the game?
That was the last one. That was UFC 1.
So, because there you go. There's an example right there. Bruce Lee has never been in the UFC.
Okay, there you go.
But they still got him in the game for some reason.
Yeah.
Why haven't they just gone out and tried to license any popular from around the...
Because they're probably still alive.
MMA type of scene.
Well, see, they said they're going to do Sakuraba, Basrutin, and a mystery fighter. I have a feeling it could be Mike Tyson.
It's Chuck Norris.
I think it'll be Mike Tyson. If they're going to go out of the box, it'll be Mike Tyson.
If they go... Well, I would go Bruce Lee and then Mike Tyson.
Because Mike Tyson has a lot of money, and he's very particular about his image.
He's been in EA games before, and he's really good friends with Dana White.
It's Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be Kimbo Slice.
No.
Next year say CM Punk.
Let's see. I like this. We're going to take a news story from someone in the chat. Someone in chat did send us a news story, and I like it. Strip clubs are hijacking the CES 2016 hashtag on Instagram.
How do you hijack a
because hashtag? The majority of the hashtag or the tweets that are going out on Twitter are from the strip clubs hashtagging CES.
I don't get how's the connection though. Like, how did they initially start it? Like, what did they?
So CES 2015, say
yes,
is the hashtag, right? So a strip club will say, "The night shift is coming on. You know, come see Destiny on the center pole or whatever." I don't know.
Hashtag
CES 2015.
Yeah, but like, why did they?
Because then people will search CES 2015 and that tweet will
come
up.
And then
so, when there's a giant event happening, it's not unusual for people to
be loved by anyone.
Piggyback on
be them. Loved by anyone. Yeah, exactly where I was going with that. So like Sac Anime, when it hits Sacramento, I always go to Instagram and look up Sac Anime. So I could see like, oh, hey, maybe I'm in the background. Oh, yeah, I missed that. That was cool. So they are shamelessly just taking the CES hashtag and using it. Like, not even like cleverly. Like,
so then
a smart way would be if you're owned a company named like
Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah. Like cell phone entertainment
services.
Sex. No, sex.
Okay.
Because that would be Aaron's company.
That's terrible.
And then hijacking it. That'd be different. But these guys are just blatantly using that hashtag to get...
What are some of the tweets that are going out?
Yeah, like, are they even mentioning the name of their strip club?
Yeah, Hunk Oasis.
Oh, my God.
Las Vegas Male Strip Club.
Okay. Oh, well, that... Okay.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
Because they're in Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, they're in their backyard.
Okay. I see that.
The Las Vegas Hustler Club is another one.
Oh, what are they?
It's not
so,
just one.
So that's why, though, because it's going on during CES, and they're providing, hey, come check us out as long as you're here.
If you're done walking the floor over there, watch our girls walk the floor over here kind of deal or something.
Watch our
guys. And I could be Twitter managers for strip clubs.
You know, hey.
We just came up with two golden ones.
Seriously, nice. Hashtag CES.
Yeah, hashtag CES, yeah.
I almost said hashtag CES when I tweeted our show out tonight.
See?
And you know all the porn we do.
And on Saturdays, I almost always do hashtag SNL.
Wow. Smite Down Japanese Gods Revealed?
Is that a question?
I'm going to leave that one to you since you wrote the article.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that sounds oddly familiar. so, yeah, of course, I wrote an article in November where they said we're actually going to put Japanese deities in our game. You know, and this is the first time that they've gone outside of the main ones, Chinese, Hindu, Greek, Roman,
Egyptian,
Mayan.
So these are like modern gods because like Thor, nobody gets on their knees and prays to Thor, right?
I do every Thursday.
You'd be surprised, yeah. You'd be surprised.
That's why I don't play Smite.
Yeah.
Actually, Thor's the guy who lives behind his building.
yeah. Please turn the music down. I'm trying to sleep, Thor.
I think they still pray to him in IKEA.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, no, the Japanese gods, they're just as old as the rest of them.
But are these, like, do people still, like, really follow? I have no idea. To any other gods but the real one.
I have no
idea.
Our
Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I have no no idea if people still worship these deities. But
they're deities?
Yeah, that's what they are.
In
their cultures, yeah. Oh. But you know what data mining is, right?
Yeah.
Because the internet just can't wait for people, for developers to drop news. So they have to go
data mining ruins everything.
Yeah, they have to go look in the code and see what clues they... So they've, dug up stuff in Smite. And saw files that may have, indications of the next, gods that are going to be released on Smite.
And so these pictures you posted, are these...
Fujin is not one of them.
So
is that type of film?
Raijin, I think like the god of storms.
Okay.
Is one of them. And Amaterasu, a goddess of sun.
Goddess of Tourette's?
Right. Yeah.
There's always a god of sun in every... How many god of suns are there in Smite?
Yeah, and that's what I wrote in the article as well, because there's already at least four gods of sun in there, and it's like, we don't need any more of the same thing. Somebody throwing a fireball across the screen. We're done with that one. There's Sol, there's Ra, there's, if you want to count, Khafre, the guy who rolls the sun over the sky.
Yeah, he counts. Does he shoot fire in the game? Or have anything to do with fire abilities?
Yeah, he shoots a sun. Yeah. Ball.
Sun ball.
Like, there's plenty of them. We don't need that another one. And then the god of storms, I think we got enough weather controlling ones too with Zeus and Thor and Chalk. Like, we're good.
Ra? Ra's another one, right?
I said Ra.
You said?
Okay. I said Ra.
I'm just reading chat. Sorry.
So I think we're good. There's other, ones they can go through. But, I'm just happy to get another, kind of culture inside the Smite world.
What would you do? Now, there's certain ones that they can't do, right? Because I know...
They can't do any ones that are mainstream, big now.
They don't have any Indian gods, do they?
Yeah, they do. They have Hindu gods.
Hindu? And was there a controversy around that?
There was a controversy around Kali when her first rendering was done, because it was showing a lot of, kind of like... it was too revealing, I guess. And so they kind of switched her up. And then they switched up her lore as well. A little.
You can't be just making that shit up. You got to pretty much stick to the...
Well, they changed another person. Like, when they had Ao Kuang, they changed up that whole person's look and kit and everything like that when they released it in China. Because Ao Kuang was a Chinese god. And they were like, oh, when we release in China, we better make it right or, they're going to, I mean, there's, what, a billion Chinese people?
So do other countries have Jesus?
Yes, other countries. Well, are you not a Christian?
No, I mean, like, in their game.
No. It's all the same. Okay. Everything's all
they
the
didn't,
same.
They didn't, like, oh, America, we better not put the J-Man in there.
Well, if you think about it, you, really, you think they're going to put J-Man. You think they're going to put Jesus in? No, they're not going to do that.
He'd be the best healer of any game.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to put anybody from the Muslim faith in there. They're not going to.
Yeah, that's a tree you don't want to
yeah,
climb.
Yeah, no. As a marketing person, they probably was like, no, don't, we're not touching that one.
Jeff, get the fuck out of here. Dumbest idea ever.
Jeff walks away muttering, Jesus, man.
whoa, offensive.
Jeez. So,
I'm Muslim, too.
They'll stay with the ones that are in comic books and stuff like that. Yeah, they'll do that.
The ones that are in comic books. I'm pretty sure there's been a couple of Jesus comic books.
There actually is a...
Bible Man.
There's a Jesus...
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever see Bible
that
Man,
That was
Aaron?
Not a
there's,
comic.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
It's like, Power Rangers for Christian kids.
I've seen...
That was not Power Rangers
There's
for
a
Christian
manga
kids.
With Jesus and Buddha living together in modern times.
No way.
It's like The Odd Couple. It's actually, I mean, it's interesting.
Does anybody know what it's called?
I can't. Somebody in chat will probably know what it's called.
Yeah,
they'll Google it or something like that. But, yeah, it's actually kind of popular, apparently, too. I never got to read it, though.
Real quick, I got to say something from chat. The iPad geek says, J-Man, do you mean John Cena?
He'll be in the next.
There you go.
They have some good skins, though. They have some really good skins in these.
They have John Cena.
That anime Thor skin?
That anime Thor skin is by far the best one.
Yeah.
Because you can turn into a giant robot whenever he ults, and it's amazing.
Oh, it's like a mech, right? Yeah, I saw somebody play that.
And shout out to my boy Dominic Downs. He actually just got on the game on Xbox One and said he's enjoying it as well. So
really?
Yeah. He texted me while I was at work and was like, oh, did you know Smite was on Xbox One? I was like, I do a video game podcast. So, yes, I did.
So, no, I don't. Thanks. I'll bring it up on tonight's
but
show.
I was like, he enjoys it. So,
I think we talked about it a little bit on the Weekend Bang. It's not so much news as much as it is something kind of funny if you got a few seconds. Video surfaced from Mike Tyson riding a pink hoverboard and falling off.
Are we still calling it hoverboards? Because
what are they called? I don't know their real name.
I think they're called hoverboards.
They're called hoverboards.
I know what they're called, but are they really hoverboards?
They're not hoverboards.
Yeah, you don't hover.
They're wheels. They are handleless Segways.
Handleless?
Yeah, handless?
Handless Segways. Hands-free Segways.
There you go.
Do Segway still exist?
Are I almost stole one in Texas.
That's terrible.
No joke.
There was one I was looking at on Snapchat, some of the videos from CES, and there's this new Segway where you're just sitting on it, and it takes the momentum of your body.
I like the sitting down Segways. Yeah. I like that.
It's like just like a rolling
When are we
going
to get like a one-wheel machine like that?
I mean,
I've seen them already.
Like a motorized unicycle?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, because there's those guys who like make the one where the wheel encompasses them all around and they sit in the center of it.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen those. That's pretty interesting.
No.
I still wouldn't buy it, though.
Hoverboard porn, someone wants to see in chat.
Has anybody seen... So hoverboards have been coming up like all over the place. There's that video of that priest in the Philippines who got in trouble. He actually got suspended by the diocese or whatever for doing the entire Christmas Eve service on a hoverboard.
Yeah, I saw.
Was it like to prove a point?
No, it was just convenience.
Did his like robes cover it? So it just looked like he was just like hovering around.
His robes came right up to his ankles, and you could see the blue just.
Because that's what I would do. I would cover it up. Like,
hallelujah.
And come in like this.
He's doing communion with it or whatever.
Christmas morning, there was a whole neighborhood of kids, like, all with hoverboards around my block, yeah.
There was a... So since we're talking about Jesus, whatever, there was actually a church that posted on Facebook that they actually did a dance with hoverboards, like those people who do like the long flowing dresses and all that.
I've seen,
they actually have one where these women were doing one of those, but with hoverboards. Yeah, wow. They were very emotional and everything, but it was
hoverboards seem to be the how much are they? Are they? They must be affordable. They have to be.
They're going down in price.
They're like $300 to $600.
That's affordable.
There's
that's affordable.
Just to show you a sign of the times. Back in the day. After Christmas, you'd unwrap your Nerf football or your bicycle or your skateboard or pogo stick, whatever it was, and you go immediately outside and start playing with it, right?
Yeah.
It was right after I got my Slinky.
Yeah. You get your stick ball set, you go outside and play with the neighborhood kids.
Is that what they called it?
But this Krusty time, I happened to buy my wife, Elizabeth, a bicycle for Christmas this year.
Did she not know how to ride one?
No, she wanted one, a better one.
Schwinn?
Oh, no. Oh, well. No, we got her a Specialized. It's the name of the company.
Yeah, that's the name of the company.
Oh, I was going to say, like,
I know, he was
waiting.
Like, so, like, what is it special? Motorized?
Yeah, like, I don't get
is it right-hand drive or something?
No.
She got her a beach cruiser.
Got her a bike. She was like, I want to go outside and try it. So we go outside, and it's, like, surreal. All the neighborhood kids, at least five of them, not exaggerating, on hoverboards.
Yeah. Up and down the street. Same thing, yeah. It was the same thing around my neighborhood. That's why I was like, these things must be just affordable, because everybody has them.
Well, and technically, you have, I mean, obviously, you have the main ones, the main retailers and so forth that are selling them, but then you have, like, all the Chinese
knockoffs.
Wholesalers that sell them overseas and
made with lead.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so there's another video of this guy in LA who took a picture of his hoverboard. It actually caught on fire, like it was smoking and it burst into flames. Like the batteries caught on fire and they kind of just exploded.
Most airlines won't transport them either as a carry-on or as a check item because of that. There's a big ass notice on the Southwest website.
So,
hoverboards.
Next story, we are all familiar with Skylanders, right?
Damn,
yeah.
We're familiar with Amiibos
and
all these things. Looks like Donkey Kong and Bowser Skylander Superchargers are being sold now.
What are Superchargers?
I don't know. It's just a name, I think, for like the latest Skylanders. But Donkey Kong and Bowser, really.
For Skylander?
For Skylanders.
Are you sure it's not Amiibos?
I'm very positive. I'm looking at the box right now. I will show the people.
Is this on theonion.com?
No, it's on Nerd Reactor.
It's on the
Onion. So you know it's true. Use with compatible Nintendo systems only. So it's a Nintendo exclusive Skylander set.
Is it one of those ones that you could switch from a Skylander to an Amiibo? Because I know they made some of those. They announced those at E3 last year.
It's possible.
That's interesting.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, I mean, if it's exclusive to the Nintendo console, then yeah, I understand that. You know, that's just like if, you know, when Sony, or not Sony, when Square Enix made the, you know, Mario 3v3 or 3v3 basketball, they didn't put it on everything, you know, even though Square Enix makes things for everything. So, but yeah, I understand it. I wouldn't buy it.
Well, but, clearly.
You wouldn't buy much.
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's a tough world out there.
Yeah.
So, Star Wars The Force Awakens has now officially broken the records.
Did you see that meme of, you know, when Anakin kills the younglings or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It shows, it's like, he walks in, and then all the younglings' faces are replaced with Avatar heads. It's just like, oh, snap. He's about to kill all the avatars.
All the avatars. They're not even called avatars.
Oh, whatever they are.
What are they called? Gungans?
All the
they're like
Gorgons?
New
Gorgonites?
Gorgonites.
Pandorians or something.
Pandorians?
Yeah, it was called Avatar because the guy had to get into a avatar.
He's going
to
kill all the avatars.
He was
He's
an avatar.
He's going to kill them all.
I think you're right, though. I think it is the Pandorians or something like that, because they're on Pandora.
Yeah, they speak Nuvi.
That's okay. Whatever.
Actually.
Nerd alert.
I need your classes. Liked it when it was called Pocahontas.
Just around the riverbend.
Yeah.
So, Tuesday the film earned $8 million, making its domestic total $758.2 million.
That is ridiculous.
That is a lot of cheese.
Anybody know what their whole budget was?
$2. With technology nowadays, look, you got people on Vine doing special effects like that. Yeah, they could do it for cheap.
Couple iPhones and an iMac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily.
The whole thing was shot on
that. The caveat to this story, though, is that this is just here in our country, our great country of America.
Our great country of America.
Where Jesus Christ is the king.
Just go on.
But in the worldwide, Avatar has a gross of $2.78 billion, while Force Awakens is at $1.56 billion.
Hmm.
But the thing is, China hasn't released the film yet.
Oh, crap. Well, then
so
there it is. That's going to be...
Take the current number.
Astronomical numbers right there.
And double it.
Have you seen it yet, Aaron?
I have not.
Have you? Well, yeah. How many times have you seen it?
4 times.
4 times? Corey, how many times have you seen it?
Once.
Just the once?
Yeah.
Are you going to see it again?
Yeah.
Definitely. How many times have you seen it? Just once. Next is going to be 3D, and then after 3D, I'm going to go see it in IMAX.
Why don't you just see it in 3D at IMAX?
Elevating the thrill?
Because I want to see it.
I'm like, you can just skip the entire middleman here for 3D and go. Because honestly, I think they don't show it in anything other than 3D at IMAX.
Because, number one, is it real D technology in IMAX?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because I have the glasses already, so.
He's like, well, there's the rest of my
Number two, okay. Because I want to see it multiple times.
He's gonna say, I'm gonna keep going.
This is how I convince people. This is how I convince my wife to see it.
He's committed to this. So he's gonna power through.
Yep, I'm just gonna keep pushing through.
Wow.
All right.
It's actually really cool in the IMAX.
I have a confession to make. Now I know this
your
may come
is small.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't have any more announcements. Oh, this is actually, it could be seen as an admission of defeat, which it's not. I will have disappointed many longtime listeners of the podcast. The people in chat probably haven't known me long enough, but I think I'm going to buy a PS4, guys.
If anybody's ever listened to the show, you literally, I'm Xbox.
I was going to say, yeah,
I'm
in the opening.
Pretty much Microsoft and Marvel, guys. Yeah.
It's false
I'm pretty
advertising.
Much Sony and DC now. Might as well just change
no, what was it? Wow. I'm pretty much PC and Lumpia.
No, yeah. I think it's Fallout and Lumpia.
Fallout and Lumpia?
Yeah, I'm pretty much Fallout 4 and Lumpia. Yeah, it's time to move.
On? Yeah. Is that what you're about to say?
Well, here's the deal. I don't regret buying an Xbox One whatsoever.
Yeah, you should.
I had to make a decision at the beginning. And I did, and I've enjoyed the Xbox One. It's been great. But just like in the last generation, you just kind of got to get what your friends have. That's what it boils down to. And I picked a side.
I feel like there should be like soft piano playing right now.
I know.
Little Moonlight Sonata?
Right? No. Damn it. The Corpse Bride.
have you told your Xbox yet? that you're cheating?
Soon to be his ex.
I have
Xbox.
Xbox.
I haven't, but she knows. She knows.
She knows what's going on.
Mm.
I'm going to do
She's
it.
She's no fool.
Corey Vincent style, though. I'm not going to go out to the store and buy one. You know, I'm not going to get into what? This hype.
Craigslist, here we come.
I'm going to buy it off of a website called Cowboom. If you guys haven't
heard
of Cowboom,
yeah.
Go to Cowboom for your electronics.
Tiger Direct.
It's ridiculous. They have a PlayStation 4 right now in fair condition.
That's terrible.
So there's penis stickers all over it, but it works.
For $215. It's missing like the HDMI cable and the microphone.
And the hard drive.
And the disk reader.
It's literally a shell.
It's literally the floor model from Fry's. Yeah.
No, I don't know how Cowboom gets their material. I don't know if they fall off a truck or whatever. I bought my tablet on there and it's been great. It was in fair condition and it's been running like a champ. Mm-hmm. So $215. I'm selling my PS3 for $120. So I'm paying less than $100. That's how I justify it.
Have you already purchased this thing?
No, I'm going to sell my Xbox this week.
Which you might actually
sell.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm selling my PS3.
He's going from leaving her to selling her.
So no.
Which you might actually sell this week. Your PS3.
What games do you intend to play on this PS4?
FIFA?
No, I'm not going to play FIFA. I'll play Call of Duty.
Okay.
Little Big Planet.
Is that it?
Tearaway.
Whatever everyone gets. I'm going to have my me time. My PC is still my baby. Street Fighter V, I'll get that one.
Okay.
Clearly.
Well, I can see you doing that because you're big into Street Fighter now, yeah.
Yeah, so I have my PC for my Fallouts and all my hardcore gaming where I just need to be by myself, you know, put on some nudie mods and play Skyrim. And then I'll have the console where I can go play with you, Jacknobs.
So how are you going to justify which game to get on which console?
Multiplayer games. I'll get the multiplayer-based games on the console.
No, I mean on which console.
It's got to be PS4. It's going to kind of have to go be my main because that's what everyone's playing on now.
Yeah. Because that's before. That's why I had, like, up until recently, I had some friends on PS4 and some friends on Xbox. So to ask around, hey, who's getting this? And then if nobody on Xbox was getting it, then I get on PS4.
Yeah.
It's a tough.
It's sad.
It's a tough generation right now. It's a very tough generation. I wonder how the younger ones that, you know, some of their friends have this, some of their friends have that. How are they dealing with it?
They have both. These young generation are spoiled rotten.
This is the me generation where they get pretty much everything they want.
Yeah.
That being said, I have both.
I read an interesting Craigslist post because I do frequent Craigslist quite a bit. And I don't know if it was a fake article or it was a real or
puts himself
a real one or a fake posting.
Sells his body.
I do. That's how I make my money. Casual encounters.
Wet works.
Casual encounters.
So. I think I know which one you're gonna talk about.
Of a dad who bought his kids he bought them a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One. And I guess the kids, after they unwrapped the presents, were just being little shits. They told him Santa's fake and like
Craigslist real.
been talking back and this stuff. So they're like, you know, I feel like my kids are little shits who don't appreciate what we just did for them.
Did he shoot it with a gun?
No.
No, okay.
No, better. He said, if you are reading this and the first one to respond, show up to my house dressed as Santa Claus. And I will give you my kids' systems in front of them.
Do it.
Oh.
That's parenting wins.
So when was this posted?
That's parenting extreme fails. That means you have just wasted $1,000?
But taught an invaluable lesson.
Screw that.
But that's also not to say that, you know what, these people make bank, probably.
They
to
have
do that
to.
Kind of stuff.
But still, a fool and his gold are soon parted. And that's exactly what just happened.
Oh, wise words from Aaron.
Thank you. You can take that.
You wouldn't do that, Aaron?
Morgan Freeman?
Hell no.
What would you do? What would you do if that
dress
situation?
Up as Santa Morgan myself Freeman. And then come and take them freaking things. And then I'm like,
turn
into
Samuel
now.
Jackson all of a sudden.
Forget all that. I'm not about to give it to some random dude. Like, hell no.
Say Santa isn't real one more time, motherfucker.
I'd be like, yeah, Santa ain't real. Santa ain't real. That's good. That's
the
fine.
Burn hell.
Me and Santa about to go play Xbox One. y'all two can see it. Here's some sticks. Go glue them together and see what you can make out of that. You want to see how to turn sticks into a PS4? Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Cap them top, RB, top RB. Bottom, yeah. Bottom, top, bottom, top.
See if it don't work.
Oh, man. That's probably one of my biggest fears as I'm growing older is that I'll have ungrateful little shit kids.
Well, see, I'm going to take the Wayans route on that one. The Wayans brothers, they said when their kids, you know, like act crazy because there's like 7,000 of the Wayans, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't get angry. You get funny. So you... that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mess with my kids.
Yeah, poster.
I'm going to mess the crap with them until they are embarrassed. I'm like, I don't want to go nowhere with dad anymore. You damn right you don't.
Now go put your Dora the Explorer pants
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Now you, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly what's going to happen. So, yeah, you don't get angry. You get funny. You get funny. And there you have it, everybody.
That's it.
There you go.
There we go.
We didn't do what you're playing. Why didn't you interject that in there? Terrible.
What you playing?
Terrible.
What you playing? What
horrible.
You playing? What you playing?
We haven't been doing this for 3 years. It's terrible.
There you go.
Good catch. Aaron is right. We cannot escape what you playing. As you heard the theme song just played perfectly.
There was no glitch there whatsoever.
Not glitch whatsoever. And I noticed the pacing of the show was off the whole time, and this is why. Damn it. What you playing? Eddie Villanueva, what you been playing?
Halo.
5?
The Xbox One, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
It's good so far. I haven't really finished it out. I haven't had much time because of the holidays and everything to get back on it, but...
Master Chief takes off his helmet, and it's Cortana the whole damn time.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's probably the ending. That's probably the jerk-off ending that they would come
would
up
suck.
With.
That would suck.
Yeah, exactly.
The way this thing's been building up, if that's the ending,
yeah,
I'm going to...
There you go.
I'm going to call for a Santa to come pick up my Xbox One.
Is Luke Cage the other Spartan that's the main character in that game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then Halo, or Master Chief, takes off his helmet, and he's just Jessica Jones.
He's Jessica Jones.
Yeah. And then
they reenact
right
that
yeah.
sex scene. Yeah.
Right there.
And then right after I was done, it's superimposed Defenders.
Yeah.
2017.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been waiting decades for this. We've been brewing it since Halo 1. This has all been Marvel this whole time.
343 is really just Netflix.
He pulls off the helmet and it's Stan Lee.
Excelsior.
It's been me the whole time. Think back and then just flashbacks from
all the
Halo.
Should
you should have seen it, yeah.
That is something that Stan Lee would do. Son of a bitch.
This whole mission was called Excelsior. I didn't even realize it. It was right in front of us the whole time.
Aaron Carter, what you been playing?
A lot. A lot. From Call of Duty to Grand Theft Auto 5.
What do you think of Blops?
I like.
We've talked a lot of trash about Call of Duty over the years.
The old ones, though. Like, it seems like Black Ops can't fail. When I purchased it day one, I got that download of Nightmare, the new game mode. It's nothing to go run and tell your friends about, but, you know.
Like you're doing right now?
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's something to you know, a little tip of the hat. Like, oh, there you go. Thanks for buying this. I have not even touched the zombie mode yet, which is
really
crazy. I haven't touched it. Yeah, not 1 second. The dog mode is hilarious. Yeah.
Which is what we're playing right now, by the way.
I'm on a kill streak.
the multiplayer, I've been playing a crazy amount of that, and it's good. To me, it's balanced. A lot of people don't like the whole free moving, jumping jetpack everywhere, but it fits.
It's Titanfall. It oddly fits. Yeah.
It oddly fits. Been playing, of course, Grand Theft Auto as well. Doing some more online stuff with that. Finally started some of the heists. That's pretty fun. Again, don't play with Jerry because he's a wild card.
Shoots
everybody in the bank, you know, when you're not supposed to.
I have a friend who does that. We play Call of Duty, like the older ones, and play like a stealth thing. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like going around stealth, and I'd get into my sniping position, and I'd see him running.
Leroy Jenkins!
With a knife!
Yeah.
John Cena!
It's terrible.
Da, 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 da. Wasted.
DC Universe, we've been streaming some of that. Me and Webb and saving the city, you know. Doing it one crime at a time. Warframe, another free MMO-ish type of game.
So you really have been playing. I'm glad you're putting that damn thing to use.
Oh, yeah. I'm overheating it.
Is the drought over?
No, the drought's definitely not over. For new and fresh games, yeah, no. We still need some. I'm just going back. If you just heard me say all that, so that's all old games. Every single one of them are old games. I don't think I'm playing, except for Black Ops. But
Grand Theft Auto is what, 2 years?
About 2 years. Yeah.
All right.
That's it, though.
What about Webb? What you been playing?
DC Universe.
Good stuff.
That's it?
Yeah. I've been out of town. I haven't been playing much of anything.
It's a good game. Like I said, I've only maxed the level.
It's fun.
Level, yeah. And I'm still playing through it, yeah. And then, yeah.
I have been playing a mobile game. Addicted.
Candy Crush.
What's up with you in mobile games?
Well, I'm a man who's on the move a lot.
And how dare you nudge me in words with friends?
I nudged your ass because you were taking too long.
Like, I don't got time for that.
I don't play that game.
I've been playing the Walking Dead mobile game. I don't even know what it's called. Road to Survival. That's what it's called. Mm. It's a turn-based.
That's already horrible.
You collect characters. You get them in these little rando packs.
They all die anyway.
I have Rick. I have Lori. And Glenn, I'm really into that game. And then Words with Friends, playing a lot of Words with Friends.
How do you play a turn-based zombie game? Like what? Yeah, like
zombies turn, zombie bite.
Do all the zombies move one square at a time? And
you can move? Pretty much.
That's so stupid.
It's awesome.
That's terrible.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's been our show, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been fun to be back. We have a great 2016 planned out for you all. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff locally here in Sacramento. Hopefully, you'll see us at more events. We didn't hit Sac Anime, who puts a con on the first.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Sac Anime.
It was their fault. Like, don't put a con on the first of the freaking... Who's going to that? You're recovering.
You know who the hardcores are. The hardcores go.
The hardcores went, yeah, because I follow them on Twitter.
I think we're going to go to Silicon Valley Con. I really want to do that one. And then the Indie Arcade, Sac Indie Arcade.
Mm, nice.
That's going to be a good one. I want to thank the real David Webb. We tried to replace you with two people on the weekend show. It didn't quite work out.
Do you guys tell people I had herpes again?
Larissa did.
Yeah.
Larissa did, yeah.
Just got to be more creative. Herpes is like the common cold of sexual transmitted diseases.
The common cold.
I don't want to know how many times you've had herpes.
Yeah, I was going to say. That sounds like it's coming from experience
there.
Oh,
my God.
Eddie, always great to have you on the show, good sir. Aaron Carter, stood up his best friend's birthday party to be here with us.
I didn't stand up anything.
I mean, you totally just put your friend
no, I didn't.
Outdoors in the cold. I'm Corey Vincent. Thank you so much. We will be back this weekend for Aaron Carter's Weekend Bang right here on twitch.tv. Don't
just in the
hurt anybody.
That's terrible.
Herpes.